Good morning. A cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many places down into the single digits and even below zero, especially across the hills and mountains. We have a weak disturbance heading our way from the Great Lakes, and this is touching off a couple of flurries and scattered snow showers, especially across the Champlain Valley and out across the Tug Hill Plateau. In these areas, the snow showers may dust up the ground today, but most folks will see just a couple of flurries with little, if any, accumulation as this weak and moisture-starved disturbance passes on through. In fact, with the northwesterly jet stream flow, it looks like our storminess will come from central parts of Canada and mostly be moisture-starved. So while there will be numerous disturbances working their way through from time to time over the next few days, we can expect nothing more than a few passing flurries and snow showers. Meantime, the temperature will be the bigger story, and on the cold side, with readings only making it up into the teens across the hills and mountains today and into the lower to mid-20s on average elsewhere. And with mostly clear skies tonight, most places will go down towards zero. The higher terrain and across the northern tier of New York and Vermont, temperatures will drop well below zero by early tomorrow morning under a mostly clear sky. Another weak disturbance tomorrow means a few flurries and snow showers, and again in the mid-20s before things start to moderate a bit on Friday, back to the lower 30s and in the mid-30s on Saturday. Temperatures will stay into the 30s with overall quiet weather as we head into the second half of the weekend and early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for the Bear Lodge Mountains and northern Black Hills of South Dakota and Wyoming. 10 to 16 inches of snow is expected in these locations. Just to the north and east of this area, a wind advisory is in effect for most of western South Dakota. Winds will gust at times up to 45 miles per hour, which will lower the visibility at times to less than a mile with light snow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport in St. Martin in the Netherlands Antilles at 2 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday. And the last report of hail was at Nukus, Uzbekistan at 4:30 this morning. There were no daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, but there were two daily record lows at Blue Eagle, Nevada. It was 13 below zero, and this is 9 degrees colder than the old record set back in 1988. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, blowing snow and fog, 15 below zero with a northwest wind at 75 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and flurries and 7 degrees with a dew point of 4, 87% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Opa-locka and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny near 30, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 8 above zero, the average temperature 22, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, that's also the total for the month so far, which is 6-tenths of an inch below normal, and 13.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 3.7 inches of snow below normal. There were 43 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, also the total for the month, which is 2 above normal, and 2,305 for the season, which is 271 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 61 set in 1890, and the record low 20 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:33 p.m., 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and cold with flurries and snow showers today, perhaps dusting the ground in spots, with highs ranging from near 10 above in the mountains to lower 20s elsewhere. Partly cloudy and very cold tonight, lows 0 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and cold with flurries and snow showers today, perhaps dusting the ground, and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and cold with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy and very cold tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and cold with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy, very cold tonight, lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few flurries and snow showers, mid-20s. A few snow showers Friday, breezy, partly sunny, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, back into the mid-30s. And lower to mid-30s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and just scattered flurries and snow showers. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.